the situation hasn't improved in any way. Right now, there's over 3,300 people on Samos. The capacity of the camp is 650. The delays on the asylum procedures are extremely long. We've seen recently people getting interview dates for 2022, even someone for 2023 for their appeal, which is incredibly long. This is having people waiting for such a long period of time without any clear information, without knowing what's going to happen with them, without having a proper process where they can integration process in place, or having a possibility to work and provide for themselves. It really affects people, especially their mental health, and this causes a lot of distress. It doesn't look that things are going to change anytime soon, because the system in place is broken right now. Well, if we look at the EU-Turkey deal, it has never properly worked. People were supposed to, their cases were supposed to be treated very quickly, and like the hotspots were supposed to be like a triage point where people are supposed to get asylum, they are allowed to stay, and those that are rejected their asylum, they would to be quickly returned to Turkey or to their home country. Right now, what's happening is people are just waiting for months or years for their asylum procedure to be completed, and without knowing what's going to happen. Even if they get a rejection, they are still staying here for a very, very long time.